Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 4th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Spotify is eliminating 17% of its workforce, around 1,500 jobs. This is the company's third round of layoffs this year. Founder and CEO Daniel Ek said in an email to employees on Monday that the cuts are necessary to face the challenges ahead, like slow economic growth and rising capital costs. In its most recent quarter, Spotify reported strong user growth, a rise in monthly active users and paid customers, and even beat expectations on operating income. But some sticking points were slow growth in North American premium subscribers and a slight year-over-year decline in third-quarter premium average revenue per user. tvOS 17 added native support for VPN apps on Apple TVs, and today VPN provider ExpressVPN launched its app as part of an existing subscription. ExpressVPN has servers in 105 countries and lets users pick a virtual location to access content on streaming services that may otherwise be unavailable. Documents seen by Wired reveal a letter of intent by OpenAI to invest $51 million on brain-inspired chips developed by San Francisco startup Rain. Ousted and since reinstated, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is already a personal investor in Rain, which is working on a chip it calls a neuromorphic processing unit, or NPU, to replicate features of the human brain. Back in 2019, OpenAI signed a non-binding agreement to invest in the chips when they become available, which would have benefited Altman in some capacity, even had he not returned to OpenAI. Altman has previously complained about the costs incurred by running a company like OpenAI, and that the pace of progress may be dependent on new chip designs and supply chains. At the Reagan National Defense Forum in Simi Valley, California on Saturday, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said her Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security needs more funding from Congress to stop China from catching up to the U.S. in semiconductor technology. Raimondo said of her department's current funding, quote, "I have a $200 million budget. That's like the cost of a few fighter jets. Come on. If we're serious, let's go fund this operation like it needs to be funded." Raimondo said her department's controls on semiconductor exports is more important than chip companies' bottom lines, specifically calling out NVIDIA for designing chips for the Chinese market. She added, quote, "If you redesign a chip around a particular cut line that enables them to do AI, I'm going to control it the very next day." Google first teased its foundational model Gemini at I/O earlier this year, but the information reports it's now canceled its Gemini launch events scheduled for next week with a January timeline instead. Gemini reportedly struggles with non-English queries, prompting the delay. It's intended to handle different types of data, like images and text, for more advanced tasks and help improve Bard, Google Assistant, and search. Last week, Apple announced it would be winding down its partnership with Goldman Sachs as a financial services partner for the Apple Card and savings accounts. Goldman suffered billions in losses during the partnership that originally launched in 2019. So the question is, who will Apple go with next? Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says, although American Express is one obvious option, Chase already works with Apple on its Ultimate Rewards program, and Chase cards also use the MasterCard network, same as the Apple Card. Gurman notes Chase may not be a great fit for Apple's current high-yield savings account, but that savings account deposits could be sold and split up among banks willing to offer the same interest rates that Apple does. On its PlayStation website, Sony announced it plans to remove hundreds of Discovery films from users' video libraries, even if they've already paid for them. Sony says this is due to content licensing arrangements with content providers. The library also includes over 1,000 seasons of TV shows that were bought outright, not as part of a subscription. Without a way to back up PlayStation Store video content from a PlayStation 4 or 5, users are in a bit of a bind. Last year, Sony removed purchased Studio Canal content from PlayStation users in Germany and Austria due to licensing issues. But the company also said in 2021, when it stopped selling TV shows and movies from the PlayStation Store, that users would still be able to access existing purchases. Not a huge surprise that customers are not thrilled with this development. And finally, last week, Valve released Steam Link for the Meta Quest 2, the Quest 3, and the Quest Pro. If you have a PC with a wired connection to your router running the game and your headset connected to a 5G Wi-Fi network for that router, you can run VR games on Steam and then play them on the Steam Link app on your Quest headset. Steam also announced it's dropping support for Mac OS 10.13 and 10.14, High Sierra and Mojave, starting February 15th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.